Mike Zeisberger is the correspondent for NHL.com. Mr. Zeisberger, how are you this fair morning?
I'm doing well, Jeff, and yourself?
I'm all right. So tell me about Shane Doan's message for Auston Matthews and the occasion of Matthews' 100th game yesterday. And by the way, I did like Auston Matthews, his comment after the game where, you know, dude, thanks, guys, but it's like 100. It's not like it's 1,000 or something like that. I felt like saying, you know what, 1,000? Yeah, 1,000's going to come soon enough, kid. Just enjoy 100.
No, it's a great point. No, I've been talking to Shane Doan yesterday just about it, and we'll talk about it a little later, but just, you know, it's kind of amazing the impact that, you know, even though he's only played 100 regular season NHL games, that Auston Matthews has had in two distinctly different markets, hockey markets, and that being Arizona and Toronto. And Shane had said at the end, look, you know what, I'll leave a message for Auston if, you know, you can pass it on to him after the game. So I taped it off my phone. And it was like, you know what, Auston, congratulations. Great to see you back in the lineup, big man, and just keep being yourself and doing what you're doing. And, you know, after the game, you know, I was going to play it for him. And he was quite polite about it. But, you know, that's the competitive nature of him. He just said, listen, I'd love to listen to it, but not right now, maybe at another time. And you know what? That's understandable when you look at the way that game went, Jeff. I mean, he had a chance to, and for most of the people in the building last night, did tie up the game with less than 4 minutes remaining at 2-2 against the Coyotes. And, you know, controversial goalie interference call waved that off. The Leafs end up losing 4-1. And when you throw in the factors that the Coyotes are the team that he grew up cheering for, he had a couple of really good friends on the other side, you know, notably Clayton Keller. He really wanted to beat those guys. So, you know, I mean, it says a lot to the competitiveness of the kid that, you know, even in game number 100, you know, winning was paramount for him. And, you know, he was disappointed with it.
Yeah, we saw that in the documentary also that played last night after the game, I Am Auston Matthews, that aired here on Sportsnet. He lost to his sister and one of her friends at a golf game, and he's like, we didn't talk for a few days. And that's not even his job. That's just competitive nature. So yeah, we like to see that about him. But something else that I really admire about Auston Matthews is that he really seems to care about hockey in Arizona and its growth. Talkett was saying in your piece that you can really see his impact on youth hockey and the minor league system and kids wearing his jerseys and people talking about his goals and YouTubing his performances. And Matthews himself even said, you know, when they're not playing the Leafs, I'm cheering for the Coyotes because I want to see hockey be successful there. And I think more than anything, it just speaks to kind of his character and his dedication to the places that he came from.
No, exactly. And by the way, that documentary was outstanding. I'm sure it's going to be repeated in the coming days and weeks, and people should check that out if they get a chance. But I think to your point, Ashley, one of the coolest maybe symbols of what Auston Matthews means to minor hockey and to the kids down there is that there's a rink down there where he skated as a kid and where he played. And after he got drafted, I think it's called it's
AZ
in Arcadia, which is, yes, yeah, it's near, it's in the Phoenix area. And so after he got drafted first overall, one of the rink attendants there asked him if he could autograph the Zamboni. So he, he is, you know, in big letters, he signed the bumper on the Zamboni. And so talking to some of the people that run that rink, what a lot of the kids do now, and I think this is really cool, as I mentioned, is that when they're skating onto the ice, whether it be practice or for a game, they'll tap their sticks on the bumper of the Zamboni where he's autographed it. You know, perhaps in a symbol that, hey, maybe, you know, I get the luck of Austin Matthews, and I can be him one day. And that's you know, as Rick Tocchet said, as Shane Doan said, I mean, this is something that, you know, hockey is still, even though Matthews' influence on it has grown the minor hockey in terms of numbers down there, I mean, it still pales in comparison to football and baseball. But the fact that kids there know who he is, are talking about maybe one day being the next Austin Matthews, just shows you how much influence he has had down there in the Valley of the Sun.
And, you know, Gary Bettman has taken a lot of grief for his Sun Belt strategy. And, I mean, rightly so. It's certainly been a mixed bag. But guys like Austin Matthews, I mean, they add something to that mixed bag that wasn't there before. And, you know, Mike, I'm trying to remember who the interview was with, but it was early in, you know, when the Arizona Coyotes, early in their existence. And one of the points that was being made is, look, it's not just the existence of the team that helps hockey grow in that market. It's the trickle-down effect, the awareness of minor league hockey. And what we've seen in Arizona especially, and I know Austin talked about this, is we've seen the fact that a lot of players like Arizona. So they retire in Arizona. And a lot of retired players, what do? Well, they end up coaching their kids or they end up helping out. We've seen the same thing in Los Angeles. I haven't seen it, I don't think, as much in Florida, which I haven't quite been able to figure out. But I think Austin Matthews is kind of a symbol of how that Sun Belt strategy has set some roots down in that part of the country.
No, the one guy from Florida, Jeff, and I know I always butcher his name, but that's come is the Flyers defenseman Shane Gostisbehere.
Right.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Something.
Yes, the ghost.
I'm in the right area. Anyways,
we call him the ghost.
Okay. That's a lot better.
What
but,
a cop out.
You know, he's from the Florida area, but. Mm-hmm. You know what, to your point, it is, you know, when you get some of these NHL guys retiring in those cities and then kind of going into the minor hockey system to coach, I know Shane Doan is doing that. He's very heavily involved in the Arizona hockey system. And all you have to do is look at what's gone on in St. Louis. Yes, I know it's a more traditional market. It's not in the Sun Belt, but I think, was it 2 years ago, 6 or 7 first-round picks came out of the St. Louis minor hockey system, and that's because of guys like Jeff Brown and Keith Tkachuk, who, you know what, have stayed there after their playing days are over. They infiltrated the minor hockey system, and that's why, you know, a kid like Clayton Keller, who, if you look at the scoring leaders today, is just 1 point behind Austin Matthews and is probably the front runner right now, albeit early, but a quarter of the way through the season for the Calder Trophy. He came out of that St. Louis system of minor hockey, where some of these ex-NHLers have become teachers in getting these kids to play more.
Right.
And I think that, you know, to your point, that's what's going on right now, and that we're seeing that in the Phoenix area too.
I know in your article you mentioned that Austin, Clayton, and Christian all went out to dinner the night before the game, but obviously they're not that close friends because he took them to Jacob's out of all the steakhouses in Toronto.
Stop it. Don't slang Jacob's. Jeez.
I mean, it's no Harbor 60.
No, maybe not, but you know what? I mean, you have to preface this by saying that when we asked Fisher about that, of the Coyotes, he considered that to be fancy. And his response was, well, we'll take them out in Arizona, but we're not going somewhere fancy like that. We're going to the Outback.
Oh, there you go.
Everything in perspective, right?
Fair.
Maybe they have an appetite for the Bloomin' Onion. Who knows?
I think if you're in Arizona, the safest thing to do is go have some of the Tex-Mex there, because the Tex-Mex food out in Arizona is tremendous. Hey, Mike, you've been around the Leafs for a long time. What's different about Austin Matthews from other, the other big name players the Leafs have had? What's different about him?
I guess they've all had the drive to win. I think there's a sense of humility there. I think he wants to be one of the best players that they're, you know, that he can be. But as I was talking to one of their, you know, some of the people that saw Austin as he went through the minor hockey league system in Arizona, they brought up a great point. Because the spotlight was never on him, he was never treated as this special kid or the next one in that market. He was he never felt that way. So, you know, if you're a John Tavares in this market, if you're an Eric Lindros in this market, if you're a Connor McDavid in this market, you've been told since, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old, you're something special. And so if you ever have a hiccup, and everybody does in their development, you know, it's like, uh-oh, what's going on? And you have to deal with that negativity. He's never had to deal with that. He's never been made to feel like he's any more special than any of the other kids. Now, obviously, when you get picked first overall, that changes. But he's never lost that humility, okay, because he's never been put on a pedestal until maybe a year or two before his draft. And I think you still see that in him. And therefore, in the dressing room, he doesn't put himself above anybody else. And I think that's very important, especially when you've got a team that, let's remember, a year ago, they had six or seven rookies on this team. So, you know, we talked about Austin Matthews reaching 100 NHL regular season games. But, you know, guys like Connor Brown and Zach Hyman, they're reaching that status, if not have passed it too. No, they're not Austin Matthews, but he doesn't put himself above them. And I think that is one of the things that you notice when you go in that dressing room, and it makes for good chemistry.